Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July the 12th. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 42.5 cents, 586.5, SEP wheat down 42.25 cents at 814.25, and November beans down 62 cents at 1343. Well, the reports were certainly not friendly out here, combining that with the crude oil. Currently, it's down $8.32 a barrel, just a nickel off its lows at $95.77. The crude oil certainly started the selling out here today, and when the reports were released, there was nothing particularly friendly out there. Corn production at 14.505. That's up 45 million bushels from the June report, but not quite as high as expected. The soybean production, 4.505, which was down 135 million bushels from the June report. Wasn't quite as bad, I think, as some people were looking for. But the carryouts were, I think, the big thing. Corn carryout is 1.470, up 70 million from last month. The beans, 230, it's down 50 million from last month because of the acreage cut, but it was above the averages at 214, coming in at 230. You know, I think the fear was that they would come in somewhere under 200 million. That certainly didn't happen. It was better than expected, and that really put the pressure on the beans out here. The world carryouts, corn up 2.4 million metric tons, wheat up about 600,000 metric tons, but the beans were down 900,000, but not quite as bad as they thought. So, you know, we're back to, you know, the weather and the funds. The funds obviously wanted to blow out of some of these long positions here today. They probably sold 25,000 contracts of corn, 25 wheat, maybe 25 to 30,000 contracts of beans. But they're still long. I've got them long after today, 170,000 corn. I've got them long 120,000 beans, roughly. So they still got some selling out here if they want to blow out. Now, ideally for our clients out here that have got put options on and grains sold, I'd love to see the funds flush out in the next week or so, get even short a little bit, and give our guys an opportunity to roll down put options again, give guys that have sold grain a great opportunity to buy call options to replace those sales. And then if the weather does stay hot and dry as advertised out here, we make a corn crop the last 2 weeks in July. If it stays hot and dry in those last 2 weeks, we can come right back again. And this volatility, you know, you just have to be in position with these options to take advantage of these moves. And, you know, frankly, I don't know what's going to happen out here, but the put options have been working great. The crude oil is down because of the concerns over a European recession and a possible U.S. recession. I don't disagree with either one of those items out here. The dollar looks like it's going to close up just a tick here. Made a new contract high at 108.42. Backed off and closed about 60 points under that high, but still just barely higher on the day. So no reversal action there. So when it's all said and done, you know, the beans just didn't have anything to rescue them. And the bean sell-off certainly dragged the corn and wheat down, along with the sell-off in the crude oil. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.